This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really mean that. I appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, part of, because that's how you become part of the solution, right? We've talked about this a million times. Come on, get your notes out. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, and I do want you there. Because the more you learn about this, the more you get involved in it, if you would, the better. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time you spent with Dr. B's going to join us after the break. Dr. Bridget Middleton. And the biggest reason behind this, that I have her on so often, is I get so many of you saying, hey, you know, what do I do about this? What do I do about that? I don't know how to deal with this. My son is doing this. My husband, it's like you're making me nuts, frankly. Because I don't have the answers for this stuff. I know some of you might think I do. I'm a genius. I'm not. I bring on the geniuses. That's how we all get past this stuff. But frankly, for some of you, we're really having a hard time. Now you get to go back to school. You know, all that stuff that you wanted to do, now you're going to get to do. And some of you are actually complaining about it. So I guess it wasn't such a well-thought-out plan now, was it? No, I'm not picking on you. I'm just saying. That's why, you know, we're always told, watch what you ask for because you just might get it. Have you thought it out? I wanted the kids distance learning for a longer period of time, but mostly it was a selfish reason. Yeah, you heard me. I want our parents to see what's being taught in schools. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think it should be. I think people should be able to see what you're talking about, when, how, where, all of that. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And a lot of parents have been seeing what's going on. Some of you feel like failures because you've waited so long to actually do. Don't do that. Don't make yourself crazy. Now that you know, make a difference. Now that you've been enlightened, you've been informed, make a difference. If you don't do anything about it, I don't know. You deserve the kid you end up with. How's that? Right? Pelosi, God bless her. She's going out of her mind with her squad. We'll talk more about that later. I mean, for real. They have got to be just utterly driving her out of her mind with everything that's going on. The Dems really right now have their own civil war going from within. So you got the progressives. They're ripping on the old guard. You got the old guard ripping on the progressives, which is great because I wish they would do that more. If they do that more, then they won't have time to scream at us. You know what I'm saying? The on these anti-Semitic attacks that are being done, the Squad and others, and the hardcore progressives. What is it? So is a progressive in the Democrat Party, are they just simply anti-Israel? Is it like synonymous with each other or what? A Democrat congressman from Minnesota has called out the progressive wing of his party for what he says is their deafening silence on the rising anti-Semitic attacks. Now, Representative Dean Phillips, whose district covers the western suburbs of the Twin Cities, including Bloomington, put his progressive colleagues on notice on a Monday tweet. The two-term congressman, he went after the progressives for not putting as much gusto behind condemning anti-Semitism as they have other progressive priorities. Well, of course not. They hate this country. Look at, they just hate anything good about this country and or other people because they see themselves as so perfect, so well, so righteous that anybody else that even shows any more compassion than them has got to be eliminated. Seriously. You know? And again, when you watch what's going on, I'm watching videos right now people have sent me. And you'll never see these on mainstream media. Do you know why? Because it's black people beating up on Hasidic Jews. Isn't that cool? And I guess because it's black people, and we've been told now that blacks can't be racist, which is a line, it's not real. We see them beating on Jews, and I guess that's okay because, you know, people hate Jews anyhow, right? I mean, seriously. If it was the other way around, you had Jews beating on Muslims, boy, would there be, it'd be, they'd be going nuts, wouldn't they? If you had Jews beating on black people, you'd be 24/7. This is why I say it's hypocrisy at its finest. You guys can't tell the same story twice. You can't back up what it is you stand for because you don't really stand for it. Right? Phillips criticized comes amid a spike in anti-Semitism attacks in the U.S., especially with the bigger tension between Palestinian authorities and Hamas. Well, really not Palestinian authorities. You know, you boil it down, ultimately ends up being Iranian authorities. Conservatives have called out the violence in all forms, always. And the left will say, well, yeah, they call it out, we do something about it. Well, I don't know, what did you do about it? I mean, your Democrat mayor of the city, he pulled back the cops, told them to back off. Your governor hasn't stepped in. I'm sorry, you must be missing something here. Maybe Dr. B can talk me off the wall. What do you think? Joe Mancini, your host. Be back in a few minutes.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey, that worked. Joe Mazzino, your host. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let me just bring her in. I always have so much fun with her. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does every week, and always appreciate her time with me. We call her Dr. B. So, Dr. B, how are we doing today?
Hey, we're good. We're like on our 12th day of rain. It's great. Oh. Fantastic. I'm working to get a lot of this Texas legislation passed. And, you know, one thing I want people to really understand, and specifically parents, we've been working on this puberty blocker anti-bill.
Did you hear my first segment of the first hour? I talked about exactly this. The action 60 Minutes this weekend, of all programs, ran a piece on detransitioning. And they had a bunch of these kids, yeah, that got there and said they were floored. There was this hole. They were depressed. They And the doctor, after two conversations with the doctor gave them hormone blockers. They're like, well, wait a minute, don't you want to talk to me more?
It's a real thing. It's a business. And it's so bizarre. I was sitting, you know, as I work on election integrity here in Texas, as I work on all these parent issues I have, I'm very involved in the Informed Parents of California site and then the Informed Parents of Texas site, which is starting to resemble each other, sadly so. But at least on our side in Texas, it's the things that are coming down the pipeline versus in California, it is things that are already here and exist, and it's just parents popping on going, oh my gosh, look what the assignment I had to do today or my daughter had to do today. And I just keep shaking my head because they're all shocked, and I'm like, that is so 3 years ago.
Yeah, what are you shocked for? You've been screaming about this for years.
I don't know. If you're going to have sex and get pregnant and give birth, you should parent. You've got to know that that comes later. You don't just pop it out and then ignore it. You can't ignore a thing, especially now. You've got to know what your teachers are teaching, what your textbooks are saying, and what the counselors are telling you, and the latest and greatest. And it is your right as a parent, and I even get this, Joe, all the time. Well, I can't go on campus. How am I supposed to find out? How do I? We're not allowed as parents to know what's going on. Are you kidding me? Yes, you can, and yes, you will, and yes, you can. It's just like they're scared. You know, this is whole. We talked about it. You know, last week we touched on it. Parenting out of fear, and we can't do that because look around at America. This is what happened. We are all too afraid to say something, and now we're having to speak up on topics we never even thought we would be talking about ever in public. Like in the 40s and 50s, they'd be like passed out dead with heart attacks looking, you know, if they listened to what was going on. This is a seventh grade school assignment, and this is out of Irvine School District, whatever school district Irvine is. And this is just, it's called health, you know, this is health class.
Yes.
How do you feel about the messages media sends you today? Do you ever feel pressure to do something you don't want to? How do you handle it? If someone pressures me to do something sexual, it goes there. Number three, all of a sudden, it turns sexual. Give me suggestions on what you would say to them and what we should say to be all inclusive. Let's see what else. What did you do in your free time? Why do they need to know this? What do your parents teach you about puberty and body changes and gender? And it goes on and on, and it gets grosser and grosser and more intrusive. Do you have sex education in your family? If so, who?
Do you have sex education in your family?
Yeah, that's what it says. What's it like? What is the one thing you really want to know about sexual health? How has the subject of gender changed since you were, you know, in kindergarten? Do you know anyone who's been bullied because they didn't accept their sexual orientation or gender identity? And there, as it goes on, right, innocent enough goes down, and all of a sudden it turns into not only do you see bullying, but right into there is bullying that going on for gender identity, and how do you feel about it, right? That's the indoctrination. They're telling you what is going on when it really isn't. And then all the parents are supposed to fill out a form as well on this. And so they want the parents' thoughts on this, and then they want the kids' thoughts. And I'm thinking, where is the reading? Where is the writing? Where is the arithmetic? Why do schools need to know?
Don't muddy the waters with real education. What's wrong with you?
Unbelievable. This is Irvine, California, guys. So, and I've got parents on here like, oh, my gosh, they should be sued. Oh, my goodness, I've never heard of this. Oh my, and it's just OMG, OMG, OMG. And I'm like, smack.
Can I do a Joe on them?
Yes. Right? Please.
Seriously, if your son or daughter is 7, 8, or 9 years old and you're sitting there going, I never knew about this, I'd have to ask you, were you ever at the table when they were doing their homework? Have you ever opened a book of theirs? Have you ever talked to them and said, so what did we learn in school today? Well, I learned how to pleasure myself. You want to see the pictures? This is what is going on in elementary school in California. I sent you the pictures at one point in time to show you what was going on. They were illustrations of people having sex, same-sex couples having sex, you know, heterosexual couples having sex, kids pleasuring themselves. If you don't know this is happening to your element, I've got to question whether you're parenting or not.
I have the whole California program, the sex, all you need to know.
Yeah, you've seen it. It's disgusting.
I have it right here. Cucumbers are involved with kids. Oh, I mean, it is so unbelievable. It's just, it's depravity in its highest form. It's disgusting. And it's, and here it is in Irvine, Orange County. There you go, right there. And I'm looking at this.
And Orange County is a conservative county overall.
Well, here you go. And I'm just looking at all these parents like, oh, my gosh, when did this happen? Someone should sue them. And okay. So, no, someone should have not voted these people in to approve this curriculum.
Thank you.
That's how it works. Yep. And it's too late because it's really difficult to get people out once they're in. And then, you know, again, we're talking about, you know, trans athletes now. So all this is boys in wigs and dresses beating up girls. I don't call it what it is, but it is. So that's, you asked me how my day was. This is my day. The other thing is I want parents to know this. This is really simple. If you're afraid to confront your teacher, not confront, talk to your children's teachers, open the textbook that they're looking at. If you're afraid of that, then do this. Okay, libraries are safe. Go to the school library, look around, tool around, see what's there. Because I'm telling you, you're going to find things that you don't want to see, and I'm going to tell you more about that.
Yes, on the other side of the break. But listen, you really, people, pay attention. Go get a drink, come on back. And I don't mean a heavy drink. I want you to pay attention. I'll be back in a minute.
You are cheap. No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, oh, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
One person is dead after a plane crash outside of a Las Vegas Air Force Base. Officials say a plane crashed just outside of Nellis Air Force Base, killing the pilot. The base said the plane was a contractor-operated aircraft and that the crash remains under investigation. And President Biden announced Monday that more funding will be available for states to assist in preparations for natural disasters. Speaking at FEMA headquarters, Biden said that the funds available will be doubled.
Today, I'm announcing that FEMA is going to make a $1 billion available to the states, territories, tribes, and rural communities through the Building Resilience Infrastructure and Communities Program, so-called BRIC program. That's going to double the funding available of life from last year, and it's going to help communities.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. This is the Real Talk of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855-ROAD-SHOW. 855-732-5563. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me, as she does every week. Always appreciate that her time with us. You are the host of Diagnosing America, aren't you? And God, that's a big job. I don't think you can get that all done in one day.
Right. Nancy Pelosi alone takes about a week.
8 days a week. Don't give me that. I know what it takes.
Man.
Yeah.
I know. It's a little frightening. We vote in certifiably insane, diagnosable people into office. Maxine Waters alone.
Okay.
Psychotic disorder. Easy.
Oh, yeah.
Pelosi's a drunk. Joe's got dementia. I mean, it's just so easy. Kamala's a pathological liar. I mean, I can go on and on and on. She is. AOC is histrionic. I mean, this would be fun. This would be a fun show. We'll just get through.
Well, you know what's funny? My wife says it all the time. She says, Joe, when you look at them and you watch them talk, even whether they're excited about something or not, there's no life behind the eyes.
Right.
There's nothing there.
No, it's almost, not to go this far, but it really is almost demonic in nature, especially AOC lately. Her dark eyes just frighten me.
Yep.
And there's just, it's just truly empty, shallow, self-absorbed. She's very self-absorbed. Nothing that they're doing is for the people at all. And if anything, it's damaging families, right? And
yep.
If we can damage families and break down the nuclear family that God had intended, then so goes society. And I posted some things about that on Facebook, that it's true. It's been done. And God created us to create. And that's one thing, you know, gay people can't do. They can't create. And all these puberty blockers will stop you from creating. And even some of these vaccines are now having
that
issues.
Was the other thing, okay? On the puberty blockers, what they were saying, and they've been lying to people, you know, for decades, is they're telling them that, look, all the hormone blockers do, which is a poor name for the blockers, because all they do is pause them. They pause the development of your hormones and such. And we can turn that back on later on when the child or whatever decides this is really not the direction they want to go in. This is a blatant lie from the medical community, is it not?
It is a lie. It is a lie because you have a certain time when you're going to go through puberty. It's just messing with God's design. It is also messing with your psychology because there are certain hormones we need to grow and to learn and to develop mentally, mental health-wise, emotionally, and physically. And you're putting you're putting a stop on that, a halt on that. It's got to go somewhere. All of that angst, all of that, your action, your emotions has to go somewhere. And there's it's an absolute lie that is not going to harm our children and cause issues. And there's this one study out, and I can tell already because I know a lot of the scientists in this field that is completely done by liberal scientists saying basically that it's good. These puberty blockers are good even if you don't want to be transgender and transition, because it's helping with suicidal ideation and depression and mental health, and maybe this is the answer by suppressing hormones. So now it's being studied by the psychological community to see if all teens should be on it. And so just look how it comes in. I feel like a lot of parents and half of America are just waiting for the big bomb to drop to know that, okay, now we act. Now we do something different. Now we call our politicians. Now we go to church. Now we pray. And that's not how it works. It's never how evil works. It's never how the father of lies works. And you can read the Bible from beginning to end to see it's gradual. And then all of a sudden, you're over here, and your kids are confused, and they're taking their lives, and society is gone, and superinflation has taken over, and everything is just completely backwards and upside down. And we see a lot of that. But to even the fact that these are PhDs and MDs suggesting, instead of an antidepressant for kids, let's look at puberty blockers. There might be something there. And I don't even know what to say. I'm not often speechless, but it doesn't make any sense at all. And for every study that you want to see and read that is okay, there are 10 that it is not. We are now seeing the 16 to 19 year old group that had puberty blockers from 9 to 12, because that's about when it started heating up. They are reversing it. They are trying to detransition, whatever you want to call it. But because of surgery and a lot of the side effects of these drugs and just messing with God's design, it's not possible. And talk about mental health issues and suicidal ideation. We're going to see, we're going to keep seeing it.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable that we have to pass laws now to protect kids and parents' rights.
It was a no-brainer before. But, that's the other thing you just talk about here. This one young lady, when you see the video, I sent you a link to it. And she's talking about how she went from female to male. And I don't think she'd go back to whole female again, obviously, because things have been cut off and what have you. And
mutilation.
She was totally floored at the fact that the amount of counseling she got amounted to nothing, really. And she didn't get it. And after everything was done, she kept saying, I had these moments of rush when, I got my name changed. It was exciting when I got the upper surgery and blah, blah, I started to look like what it is I wanted to look like. And then after it was all said and done, nothing had changed. I still felt exactly the same way I felt before.
Right. And that's the lie that is told to our kids. I'm reading this, story. Well, it's a real thing. It's out of University of San Francisco, who's big on, of course, doing this whole hormone blocking. And the mom is like, I didn't understand what my child was saying at age 13, that this beautiful daughter wants to be a boy. And she just said, basically, that is my child. And now my beautiful daughter is Jacob. And we've got to do what Jacob wants. I'm like, at 13, are you kidding me right now? I don't.
My beautiful child is Jacob.
Yes.
Now,
was a daughter.
Where was the parenting in all of this?
Yeah, I don't know. Samantha became Jacob, and it's just on and on about this mother giving in to a 13-year-old and giving, this is not just like I want to wear pants and have a skateboard. This is, I want things removed, I want things enlarged, and I want everything to stop. And
When did we let the inmates run the asylum? That's the other question. And maybe they've always run the asylum, because look at the parents are. We were the parents that are supposed to step up and go, yeah, no, we're not doing that. Okay?
Right.
We're gonna wait for A, B, C, or D. I mean, look, my daughter, if she was my youngest daughter in today's world, they would have been encouraging her to go for the surgery, because she was such a, well, we used to call it tomboy. Seriously, she played with her brothers, she pounded on them, she played hockey with them. I mean, everything about her was male-ish, if you would. But you know what? She is all full female today, and she is not interested, her words, in any of that tomfoolery.
Not at all. I loved playing with the guys and riding skateboards and playing soccer. I was the same way, and running around and getting sweaty, and I didn't care about dresses or princesses or anything like that. But it was just because there was way less drama with guys. They're just fun. And to me, I think a lot of tomboys want to hang out with the guys. It's because it's natural. You like guys. You want to hang out with them. I want to hang out with girls. Too much drama. Still today. And I am 100% female and happy. And my daughter's very similar. She does Disney character things. You know, all those princesses. She's like, Mom, come on now. And she just wants to be active and hang out. And she even asked me, because this was in her face all the time, does that mean, Mom, I should be a boy? Does that mean, and she just asked because people tell her that. Social media tells you that. And she's very limited on what she can see. And I'm like, no. Let's sit down. Let me show you what.
Let me show you a biology and science book. We'll go from there. How's that, honey?
No, and she gets it. I mean, she really gets it. She's not, like, wondering, who she is. But just the fact that she's like, this is in her face all the time. It's unbelievable. And it's everywhere. And think about parents that aren't like me and you, that don't sit down with our kids and don't explain. And you have to be proactive. You cannot wait for them to come home with this paper, an assignment, like in Irvine. It's too late. Damage's been done.
But this is where we need to tell them, continually tell them, say to them, you have got to pay attention to what your kids are bringing home every day. Joe Mussini, your host, listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with Arise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth-generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together.
People are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
They could never make a Marx Brothers movie today. The feminists would go out of their minds, and yet they're among the funniest movies you've ever seen. Anyway, come see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855 732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the conversation. Dr. Bridget Melson, Dr. B, as we refer to her, is with us today. Always a pleasure to have her with us. She's got an MS in counseling psychology with an emphasis in neuropsychology and is a licensed marriage and family therapist in 2 states. Well, actually, 1 state, 1 country. California thinks it's a country. Complete your postdoctorate certificate in medical neuroscience from Duke University. And Dr. B, always a ball to have you on, Finn. I mean that sincerely. Always a good time.
Yeah, you make me sound important. Thanks. I'm just kind of mom every day, and then I get on your show, and I'm all important.
Well, that's the funny thing about it, right? You do the same things. You know, I love how the left is with all this stuff, you know. They put such an emphasis on these career women, and that's all they should be focused on, that all should be doing. And you, they would poo-poo, even though you've got you are what they push, right? You're
totally
a professional, you've got all the certificates, you can take care of a family, a home. You think they would be holding you in high esteem, but they go, yeah, forget her, she's a, you know.
It's terrible. I believe in traditional marriage, raising your children, providing for them, feeding them, having sit-down dinners,
oh.
here the family, supporting my husband, letting him make the tough decisions, partnering with it. Yeah, it's all wrong.
Terrible. Disgusting. I don't know how he stays married to you with all that stuff going on.
I don't either. Well, there are other reasons I don't understand.
You know, it goes back to what we were talking about during break. So the people, you know, my favorite saying with some of my friends who will ask me some questions, why they ask me questions about life, I don't know. But I always say, maybe your child's name is John. I always say, John didn't ask for you. Okay? You became a parent, but John didn't say, I'd like them. So you took the time to make this child. You need to take the time to take care of this child. You owe them that much. And they don't want to be parents. They always say, I don't want to grow up to hate me later on. I don't care if they hate me later on. As long as I do my job right now, they won't hate you. They may hate you from 15 to 19. My oldest daughter told me how I ruined her life several times. It's wonderful.
They will tell you.
Oh, yeah.
And that's good. I would rather them be vocal. And there are going to be periods of time where they're going to like your husband, a little bit more because they're going to connect. That's usually around age 4 and 5. It's all about the mom up to age 4. Just developmentally, emotionally, they're going to be in different places. Then around 6 to 10 or 11, it's all about mom again, elementary school. And then middle school, it's all about nobody. It's about friends and hating and loving them and love-hate relationships.
Yep.
And then it's going to be off and on during their teen years. They're going to it's almost impossible, I have found, for teenagers to like both parents at the same time. And it's not like they hate one. It's just they're going to relate to one, and they don't understand yet in their developing mind that they can like a lot of people at the same time. It doesn't have to be an enemy. It doesn't have to. But they are beginning, age 15, 16, 17 to develop that independence. And so that's very confusing for them. And we're seeing that now. And we're seeing it, with the millennials just losing their minds, not going through the stages like they should, because they're still living at home. There's no independence promoted. But that's what's so important. You've got to promote the independence. You have to not parent out of fear. You have to let them go down the slide, and you have to let them go up the ladder, and you have to let them paint their room, and you have to let them drive the car and play on the freeway, not play on the freeway, but everything else. So this is just a part of the natural independence and split that is going to happen. And the other thing that plays into it is parental peer pressure. We've got all this pressure to just don't rock the boat. Don't ask what's going on in school. Don't ask your friend what they mean by this and this and this. Don't go to the teacher and ask why the textbook is called Sex 101, Everything Your Kids Need to Know, and they're in kindergarten. Everybody just is like sitting there like, okay, all right. And so between parental peer pressure, and it's a thing. And we all know what peer pressure is in schools. It's there and amongst your peer groups, our kids, even us in peer groups. But now there's this huge thing that's been going on forever, but no one talks about. And that's parental peer pressure. That's the peer pressure among parents, where you think that your instincts are telling you that something's not right, something's not kosher, something needs to be asked, something needs to be looked at and investigated in the schools, because it just strikes a nerve in you, and it hits that instinct. But everyone else, right, all the other chickens in the pen are just like, oh, you're not going to talk to principal such and such or the head of school. Oh, my goodness. What will they think about you? And then what's going to happen? And I'll guarantee you in your group there are more people that are hoping you'll say something because they're on your side than are not. And we have to stand up. I tell parents all the time, God gave you that incredible instinct, that parenting instinct. Good grief. Birds have it. Animals have it. They listen to it. That's how they eat. That's when they sleep. That's when they hibernate. Why do we ignore that? We ignore it all the time. And that's when our kids get in trouble and hurt and killed sometimes. If we, maybe they want to go drive and you don't think it's right. There's something in that. There's a check. And we've got to listen to that and not give in to parental peer pressure, and to also not parent out of fear. We just can't, like you said, have the fear that our kids are going to hate us, or they're not going to like us, or they're going to talk about us to our friends, or they're going to put something about us on social media. Of course they are. That's what they do. We all did it. We all bagged on our parents. We all said things when we were angry. But if you train them up and provide for them the way God needs you to and listen to your instinct, they will come back around because they want boundaries. The two things that I have gotten over the years consistently when I ask what kids, teens want from their parents more of, very shocking. I don't know if you want to guess. You want to guess what teens say they want from their parents?
They want more time with their parents, more guidance.
Definitely. That's probably third time spent. So, but it's very important. That's top five. The first thing is for them to feel proud and to be present. So
for clarity, they want their parents to feel proud.
Their parents to be proud of them, yes. Even if it's a little thing, to be present and to feel proud. And the second thing, which is so interesting, but I get it as a psychologist, is they want their parents to have boundaries, consistent boundaries. And they even say, we're not going to like them, and it's going to tick us off. But having consistent boundaries will immensely reduce the amount of anxiety because they understand what the expectations are. They need expectations, and they really need consistency. So those are the top two things. And then I would say third or fourth is definitely what you say, you know, time spent, dinners. You know, if you guys, it doesn't mean y'all have to go to Disneyland every weekend or go out to dinner, you know, five times a night or have a big party. Just have dinner, 30 minutes. All of you, once or twice a week.
Our kids used to say it all the time, and especially when they got older, that was, you know, as much as they complained about it, that's what they liked the most, that we would sit around. That was the rule around this house. I didn't care what you had going on. We were home for dinner. I was home for dinner from work. If I had to go back to work later on in the day, that's fine. But it's the only time you really get to see your kid's face, you hear them talk, and you could figure out or pick out or understand when one of them is having an issue, right?
Absolutely, because why? You listen to that instinct, exactly what I'm saying. Yeah. That's when you can kind of feel it out and see what they're doing. And it's not a time to give them a third degree and why did you do this and what that. That's not what these family dinners need to be. You know, why are your grades and why didn't you do your homework? It needs to be just you listening and just you being present and letting them say whatever they want to say, sharing a meal together, breaking bread, fellowship.
Well, we're Italians. That's all we do is break bread together.
That's right.
The kitchen is the center of the universe. Don't you know that?
I love that. There's something to learn from y'all. I like that.
When they walk
and ours
in
is
the
barbecue.
Kitchen, yeah, we have a cow. Yes. Yeah, well, yours is barbecue and shoeing horses and all kinds of stuff like that, I'm sure.
Shoeing
no
horses.
About it.
I've never shoed a horse in my life.
Well,
is that like
you're
ego
not a Texas
shoe?
Girl. You're a California girl.
Shoo, get out of here. I've done that. Is that shoeing a horse?
Okay, there you go.
But gathering, outside around the, you know, the barbecue and hanging out, and it's great. Outside, that's a concept in and of itself.
All right. So tell people where they can hear you, where they can get more of you, and if you got anything upcoming you want them to be part of or even listen to.
DrBradio.com, and you just come on over to Facebook. I'm really active on Facebook. Get involved in one of the Informed Parents of California or Texas and see what's going on.
Informed Parents of California. That one leaves me a little speechless.
It's really good.
I'm not making fun of the ladies in there, but based on what I see happening in the schools, I'm going, okay, they're not very informed now, are they? You know what I'm saying?
But, not at all. But the articles they post are great, but the discussions are funny. The comments, like, what? I had no idea. It's like, okay. All right. Well, now you do.
Yeah.
I just go into that.
I get it. I get I get what's going on, but these parents have to stop trying to be their kids' friends. They need to be a parent. That doesn't mean you whip on the kid. You know, that's not what we're talking about here. We're simply talking about watch, pay attention, listen. And you have to do some things that are uncomfortable, like, no, I'm sorry, you're not going to the dance on Friday night because of this. Deal with it.
They
hate you, but they will. Anyway. Dr. B, always a pleasure. Thanks for being with me. Next hour, people, you're stuck with me for the whole hour. Isn't that sweet? Be back in a little bit.